Amabez, or by the two dots on Tzadi Amabez. Well, we just had the sugya, just one note, we just had the sugya a little bit of Eid Eid Nasadayan, and the story of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya hearing what happened, and the Gemara mentioned that he made a comment. We weren't sure what it meant. We had a possibility that it meant that he saw what happened, that he was going to be the judge. And that's what the Gemara said it can't be, because Eid Eid Nasadayin, it ended up being a Machlokas Tanoim. When do you say that? We also mentioned quickly the 2 days in Tosus. Tosus says, in the middle of the Tosus Kagon, V'yesh V'tam De'ein Hamei Nasadayin Yesh Mefarshim Mishum Dehavi Le'edus She'ein Ato Yechol Hazima. Why is it excluded? Why can an aid become a dayan? Because that it's edus that you cannot do azama to. Tekiva chehu atzmo aid vidayan lo yakabel hazama al atzmo. Lamaisi, he won't accept testimony against himself, and therefore it is excluded from being edus. V'yatam ze kashal or harimi d'orlin, Zatosa says he doesn't like that pshat. Why? Because if that's true, that it's all based on the fact that hazama won't be possible. So elameata edim akruvim l'dayanim. What if you have edim that are related to the judges? Meikar adin, that's mutter. Meikar adin, they're allowed to testify. They're only not allowed to be connected and related to each other or to the parties involved. But edim akruvim l'dayanim lo yedim b'fidim. We should say that's possible. Why? Because again, the dayanim are relatives. They won't accept testimony against their relatives. Tavale edus shiata yachal hazima. El Al Karchach says Tosas, but rather, what must you say? This is not a problem because Yecholu LaHazima BeBezin Acher. You could be mazed in a different court with other dayanim. So here too, Hachanam Bnei Hazam in BeBezin Acher. Okay, so Tosas says it's one pshat. He doesn't like it. Some Rishonim don't like it. So then he quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the reason is Mishum Dechsiv Amdu Shnei HaAnashim, which we darshan in Maseches Shavuos, Elu HaEdim Lefnei Hashem Elu HaDayanim. And another pshat that he quotes from Biyom Anchilo Asbanav, we darshan for there also. Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishu B'Shirim here notes that maybe the Nekudas HaMachlokas here is whether the psul of Eidus Shi'etei Yachal Hazima is a psul in Eidus or a psul in Dayanus. Right, it's Edim cannot be Dayanim. So which one is it a problem of? But according to the first day of Tosfos, it's clearly a problem of Edus. It's Edus she'iyata yachala hazima, and therefore it is excluded as a problem of Edus. According to the other two, it could be a problem of Dayanim. A Dayan can't previously have been an aid. L'may nafkamina, whether it's psul Dayan, psul aid, what happens if three people come and one of them is Nimsach on Karav Apostle? Three people and Eid Nasadayan in this sugya, and one of them becomes Karav Apostle. So if you say that principle of Nipsa Echad only applies to Edim, that could be a nafkamina, whether we would throw out the other two, even if only one of them was a problem. There are some that say, the Xos and the Nesivis discuss this, whether Nipsa Echad Karav Apostle applies by Dayanim too. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel that seems to take a stand. But either way, that's the 2 days in Tosfos and the possible nafkamina between them. Good. Just one other ha'ara also to mention, and that is, according to the Tanaim, Shimon HaTimni and others that say that we know that there has to be a umdana of the murder weapon, as we mentioned in the first couple of wide lines, ma'agraf biyuchad, who has to examine. Does it have to be only the Edim? Does it also have to be the Dayanim? So Reb Chaim talks about that in the Grach HaLashas also, and he says, it's not just that if the Egrof or the Evan is not enough to damage or to murder. That's not going to turn out to be a shogeg. That's not shogeg. That's just not a Maaser Ritzicha. If somebody doesn't do that, it's not like, oh, okay, they're going to go to Galus. If it's not enough, oh, his fist shouldn't have killed him, and it killed him, oh, it's a shogeg. No, that's not a Maisa. Just like we would say if a Shliach Bezdin gives Malkus, that the person with the doctors made an umdana beforehand, and this is as much as he was able to take, and he did it, and the guy died, Rechmon al-Litzlan. And it says Pen Yosef, that's the context, so it's not Shogeg there. When there's an exclusion of a Shliach Bezdin, it's not that, oh, it's Shogeg, but he's not going to go to Galus. No, that's not a Maisa Resicha. And that's why the person is going to be punished. That's what Bezdin analyzes, according to these Tanaim, whether it's Bezdin, whether it's Edim, whether it exactly is a Maisa Resicha or not. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, let's pick up now 6 lines from the bottom on Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, short time, last couple of dafim here in Perak Achovel. Tanur Rabbanan, short tam, Shehemis Vehizik. What happens if the short tam does two things? First, the short tam kills. And before you're able, so the short tam is Chaimisa. Right? But before a short tam, before you put it to death, it goes and damages also. So, how does Bezdin judge this? The victim of the Nizak wants to get paid, besides the fact that the animal is going to be killed. The problem is, by a short time, payment is bigufo, only from the animal itself. So, short time, shehebis vehezik, done it oso, dini nefashis, ve done oso, dini maminis. So, what happens, you can judge him first, dini nefashis, and not dini maminis. Why? Because as we just said, it's bigufo, Rashi says, tami no mishan mele migufo, fahari yo niskal. And therefore, he's a lav bar shovi, and we don't judge the dini maminis case. Muad shehemis vehizik, but a muad that does that, hemis vehizik, dunin oso dini maminis, vechosu vedunin oso dini nefashis. The opposite, first you do the dini maminis, and then you do the dini nefashis, as we know, because the muad is b'shalim min ha'aliyah, so then there would be enough to pay from both. But that's only if you did the maminis first. If first you judge the dini nefashos of the muad, then you don't judge the dini maminis. That's the chiddush of the brisa, says the Gemara. Why not? So the animal is chayav misa, you have to put the animal to death, but still the owner by a muad has to pay min ha'aliyah. So why wouldn't you judge the dini maminis case afterwards? So the Gemara says, based on what we just said, Amar Rava Ashkachtinu L'Rabbana Debei Rav D'Yasvi V'Kamri Hamani Shimon HaTibnihi. It must be Shimon HaTibni Shito, who we just had in the Brisa, the Machlokas we had between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTibni. What did Shimon HaTibni say? That the Bezdin also has to do an Umdina to make sure everything was Ra'ui for the action. Hamani shibratimnihi to amar ma egrof meyuchad shemasur le'eda ula'edim. Right? The egrof, the fist, the stone, the murder weapon, has to be examined by not only the witnesses, but also the bezdin. Bezdin has to do umdina. So what do you see from there? So alma bidin umdina de bedina. Bezdin has to analyze all the elements and details that were involved that they can't. Remember what Rabbi Kiva said back to Shimon HaTibni? What they didn't see it. They do have to trust the Edim regarding the act, so they trust the Edim regarding this detail too. But Shimon HaTibni says, no, whatever can be brought, whatever can be examined by Bezdin has to be examined. Alma be'inan umdina de medina. So you see, according to him, you need an umdina of Bezdin. Viha, Kiva, de Gemaradina, Luktala, and this ox. Now that this ox, if you would do the dini nefashos first, then this ox would have to be put to death. And because it has to be put to death, lo mashina le'lo umdina, we wouldn't delay it for the umdina, de beidina, v'lo ma'inina le'dine, we wouldn't be ma'ane, we wouldn't delay the din, even when it comes to an animal. And therefore, Shimon HaTibni said, that's why you wouldn't be able to do the dini maminis, because you have to kill the animal right away. That is what Rava says, that he heard the Rabbana de Beirav talking. That was the reason for the Deya of the Brisa, that even by a muad, if you did dini nefashos first, you can't then do dini maminis because of inui hadin. That is all first pshat. Right? As many might be wondering here, inui hadin, isn't inui hadin, what's the reason that we don't delay the capital punishment once we have a gemar din? Because you don't want the person to be suffer anymore. He knows he's on death row. He knows he's going to be put to death. So the gemar says that we don't delay it. So does that apply to an animal? Does inui hadin apply to an animal? But the animal doesn't have das like that. The animal doesn't know what's in store for it. Right? So what is the reason? So if you look in the Rishonim are bothered by this, the Ravid says, Kamisas apailam, kachmisas ashar. Right? Just like we compare it in other contexts, we mentioned this, I think, even already yesterday, we say, even though misvara, you might say, it doesn't make sense, or it doesn't fit the reason that the law should be parallel between animal and man, says the Ravid here. No, that's what we do. That is what the Ravid says. If you look in the Dvar Avram, though, if you look in the Kavna Rav, so he says that, is that really a good enough reason in this context? If you look in the Chelek Bei Simin Lamedalin, he says, L'char kasha tuva, lama in ma'an adino shal shor. I don't understand that. I don't accept that reason of kibisa zabaylam. The time eating a din, but adam cuts of haram all of that. What's the reason for eating a din? Mishum v'yahaf l'reicha kamocha. The Ramah writes in Sanhedrin daf lamed hey v'yahaf l'reicha kamocha v'zelo shay klal b'shor. And then obviously it doesn't apply to the ox. V'yatu b'idan gam b'shor base a skila gavoa b'shtei komos mishum brolo misa yafeh. You apply the other dinim that we've had. They have to have a high place where you push them off of by misa, by skila. So ve'ein litchok, and then he says ve'ein litchok v'lomar. Don't say what I think you're thinking. To become akav, give it to b'vayilam e'manin as a din le'ezet tam sheyeh hachanami ein ma'anin din ashor migzeres akasuv to kamisa z'vayilam. Maybe it's migzeres akasuv, even though the svar shouldn't apply. No, this is eino. Why? Because the root issue of ini adin is not a kamisa sabaylam din. It's a ve'ahaf l'recha kamocha din. That's where it starts. And that doesn't apply to animals. Tekiva deker taima hu mishum ve'ahaf l'recha kamocha nimsa she'ein zeklal din miyuchad b'misa ela mitzvahs asei klalasi b'fnei atzma shal ve'ahaf l'recha kamocha mutel asal bezdin ve'en she'shay klal le'inyin misa sabaylam. The starting point of this din is ve'ahaf l'recha kamocha. And therefore, one should say that it should not apply to animals. V'od, he says, "Bevaylam gufayu kishelo hayalohem tsar hayamutul anos as dinam lefidas harama." Right, there are other nafkah medias that you're able to delay it if the reason doesn't apply, even by people. So surely by animals, the Dvar Rav thinks that it has to be a different reason why we wouldn't be ma'ana the din by an animal. Not because of, oh, it's like the person is going to suffer and the animal is compared to that. No. L'chein nireli lomar. De be'isser inui hadin ika gam taima achrina. There's another reason. Mishum mitzvas uvi'arta harami kirbecha. There's counter pressure. What's the counter pressure? To get rid of ra, there's a mitzvah asay, of misa, of misa's bezdin, of misa's behema. To give it that it's chayav misa, to a beni beni nimsa rami kirbecha ve'eno misba'er min ha'olam. Right, the Rama adds v'yadurecha kamocha to emphasize that that's why maybe it's not done in Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Kippur. We're going to do it. There's an added, but the root issue is v'yadurecha kirbecha, and that he found a reason that can apply bein ba'adam bein be'behema. So again, ini adin, why aren't we ma'ana the din of a behema? Either because the Ravid says kibisa zabayel kachmisa zashar, which might be the pashtus, but the Dvar Avram doesn't like it, and therefore he gives a different reason of you have the counter pressure of uviyar tahara mikirbecha, the weight on that side. Okay, let's continue. Oh, just one other hour. The Rabbi Kiva Eger here at the bottom of the previous summit in the Goyen Hashas just wonders about the Gemara's question. What was the Gemara's question? Gemara said that if you do nefashas first, even by a muad, you can't do mamanis afterwards. Says the Gemara asks, why not? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I'll tell you why not. Because right when ashar is ashar niskal, isn't it out of the rishus of the owner? And once it's out of the rishus of the owner, so we learned earlier that a person is only chayiv by nezek as long as he is the owner throughout. From the Maisa to the Hamada Adin to the Gemara Adin. Well, we had that twice already in this Masechta. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's why he's Pater. Kashali, Hamavur Bever Kama Dafid Gimel. He says, Nogach Ve'akach Hifgir O Hikdish Pater, to be Idashi Misa Vamada Adin Ke Echad. V'yibke Achar Shining Mardino, Havi Afgir. If you had a Gemara Adin, if you had the Maisa, fine. If he did the act of Ritzicha, then Maisa Nezek, so fine. You're allowed to judge the Nezek first, because remember, an animal is not Aser Bahana, Gemar Din Lamisa, out of the Rishus of the Bailim until after the Gemar Din. It's not automatic, like a Chi of Mammon that flows from the act. Right? Gemar Din is like Knas. Like Knas was, according to many, don't start, it was Machlokas, not Knas, but let's say Gemar Din for sure. A person is not Chai Misa right when he's Bechal Shabbos. He can't walk into Besdin, we'll have this measure a little bit later, and say, I was Bechal Shabbos, I'm Chayiv to be killed. Why? Because the person is not Chayiv until the Gemar Din, see here too, says the Goyen Hashas. Once he has the Gemar Din Lenefashos, then he's out of the Rishus, and that's why he's Pater. So that's what he's bothered by, and he ends off with Vitzarech Ian Gadol. Sadik Ayin Gibel, very problematic. So the Achronim deal with this question, as they always do with the questions of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Ksos in Siman Tavav deals with this question. He says that maybe it's not the same din as Hefker here. Aser Bahana, as we know, is big sugya. The Tshuva of the Rivash talks about this. It's not in your Rishus. But does that mean it's not your bialus at all? Maybe it's just something that is in your bialus that you can't be mafkir. And Mamela, it doesn't belong to anybody else. The last owner that was related to it was you. Maybe that's good enough here. The exclusion is only it's really your mafkirit, that it belongs to the Rishus of Hefker. But here, it doesn't really belong to anybody. And the one that is closest to you is you. So maybe that's good enough for issues of Nezik. That's the suggestion of the Ksos. Okay, either way, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara's first possibility of why, once you do Nefashos and then Mamanis, why don't you do Mamanis? It's because of Inui Hadin compared to Shimon HaTimni, who has to, you have to make an Umdanon, because you can't make an Umdanon here. That's why you're not going to be able to judge the case. V'amina lehu ana, third line, but Rava says, that's what I heard the reason from the Rabbanan de Meiraf. But I give a different reason. V'amina lehu ana, filtim Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you don't need the Umdana when it comes to the Egrov, even according to Rabbi Akiva, I say in this case, maybe you wouldn't be able to judge the Mamanis case. Hakamai Eskinon, Kigon Shebarach. Maybe the case is where it ran away. What's the it? Who ran away? So according to Rov Rishonim, Rashi says here, and Rabbi Parents expands, Kigon Shebarach, Bailov. Vein Chavilola Adam Shalabafanov. The owner ran away. Because the owner ran away, that's why you can't judge, it can't be Bechayev. And the Gemara says, we'll see that there's nothing else to pay with. The Rambam seems to say that it's the animal ran away. But the Achron to pick up on that. But Rashi, the Beit Parrot says, it's the owner ran away. So the Gemara says, that's the reason that if you judge Nefashos first, you can't do Mamanis afterwards. Ibarach, ki lo dunu din Nefashos, even if he didn't judge din Nefashos yet. The Gemara is trying to give a reason why once you judge the Nefashos case, you can't judge the Mamanis case. But the reason the Gemara gave is that you can never judge the Mamanis case, period. Even if you didn't judge the Nefashos case yet, because the owner's not here. The owner's not here, you can't judge the case. So the Gemara says, Dekabel Sahadi Ubarach. You already started the case when he was there. You already had Kabbalas Edim. Rashi, Kabel Sahadi Al Negichos Ubarach, even on the Nezek. And therefore, that's why if the Nefashos is the reason that you can't judge the case anymore. Rashi Gabasadi al Nagichos Ubarach Hilkach Ein Lanu Mimal Shalem. Ukigo de Lesle Nichsi. Gotta add in that detail. Right? Even if the person runs away, so go to his property. If it's by a Muad. So it must be that he has no other money to pay with, and he ran away. So therefore, once the animal is going to be killed, so then there's nothing else to do. Says the Gemara, sof, behecha mishtalim. So, lemaisa, so where would be, if you didn't judge, right, we said, oh, only if you did nefashos. Let's say you did judge nefashos. Where would you pay from if he has no money? What would you use? So the Gemara says, meiradia, you would use it from plowing, schar that you could get. Hire out the animal a plow, he'll make some money, that'll go to the Nizak. So if that's what you would do without the prior Nefashos case, so Yachi Tam Nadine did him, so Tom, so too by Tom also. Go back to the ratio, we said, Tom, you're stuck. No. Nadine did him Amanis Beresha, Vinishtale Meiradia, Vahadin Nadine did him Nefashos. Why wouldn't you do the same thing by Tom? You finally came up with a possibility. Rava, that he ran away, and he doesn't have any other money, and you would use Laradi if you didn't do Nefashos first, so why don't you do that here too? So Gemara says, Amar of Mari, Breder of Kahana, Zoso Meres, Radia Aliyah Demarahu. It must be that Radia is considered Minha Aliyah, not Migufo. An animal that works and earns something through its work. That is an indirect Hana from the animal. Right, migufa always means you pay from the guf, mamish, how much the animal is worth. We even had Rabbeinu Tam way back in the first parak who said that like tfisa by a short time is the actual animal, not just selling up till how much the animal is worth. And we had various different gemaras throughout the first six prakim about the unique chiyuv of Tam. But says Rav Mari, the fact if you would use the animal to work, that would not be allowed to be called migufo. That would be too separate from the animal's own chiyuv tam migufo, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough. Rashi says, "Ve'im begufo shel shor, ela kashar nechse ba'ilav." the fact that the animal errs would be considered other assets of the owner, therefore you wouldn't be able to collect from that when it comes to a shartam, and that's why you wouldn't be able to use that for a shartam only by sharmuad, and that's why once you do nefashas first, so then you wouldn't be able to use it for plowing. Where the Stifler says in one of his pieces here that any hana from hishtamshus is not hishtamshus b'guf hadavar, and he uses that in other contexts as well, not just by shartam. Okay, so that Gels finishes up the sugya of Rabbi Shimon HaTivni and Rabbi Akiva and Shar Tam and Shar Muad doing both Hezek and Misa. We continue. Ibai Elohu. Yesh Omer L'Nezikin O Ein Omer L'Nezikin. We just had a machlokas Tanam about Umdana L'Misa, whether we're omed for the Egro, for the Evan, in the case of Misa. What about for Nezek? Do we have the same parallel type of machlokas or issue when it comes to Nezek? Mi amrina, do we say, look, talahu da amdinan, behachi nafka neshama, behachi lo nafka neshama. With this, by Misa, we always have higher standards. So by Misa, with this action, with this weapon, that's when the neshama was rightly to go out, and with this not. Aval nezikin called to who? But by Nezek, we have less, analyzing the case. Or do we say not? Or there's no difference, right? So is there an omen l'nezek or not? The Chashuk Yecheved here has a case. First, there's a few cases on this daf. We'll mention two today. Whether there's omen l'nezikin, the following case. There is a bayit mishutaf. A lot of his cases are about a bayit mishutaf. A bayit mishutaf, the neighbors share an elevator. V'alav hora'a mefureshet. And on the elevator, there are specific instructions. Mutter lahamis alav rak ad shlosh meot kilogram, or right, a certain weight, right there that you're allowed to have in the elevator. Don't overdo it. And one of the dayarim put 315, and the elevator got ruined and broke. And the neighbors are doresh that he has to fix the elevator. If a huto ain ani lo asham, I'm not guilty. Why? I didn't do it. Why? Because really, you could go up to 360 in every average elevator. But mitamei zihirus koseves chevres hamaliot schum shel esher machuz pachos mimasha amala musugales lahalos. They always write to give a little leeway. Don't put in more than 315. Really, you can hold 350. But they put 315 because they don't want people to go up to the danger amount. The Shechedim say, sof, you put in more than what's allowed in the elevator. So therefore, you're chayiv to pay. And the Metzias is mochichash ha-malet ishbara. Or do you have an umdana of the elevator to see exactly what it can hold? So he goes through a couple of shitas. He goes through a Rambam, talks about if you hire out an animal to carry a certain weight, and you are mosif on the weight, and how much more, if you were mosif, would it work? So he says, L'chore, he says towards the end here, to the Binyanin, he says, L'chore here in this case, he should be potter. Why should he be potter? Because L'maisa, the elevator, should have been able to carry more. So what, if it's true that really it could carry 350 and more, and they just put a lower warning in order to, so people don't go close, but if you do the research and the elevator really could carry more, so then yesh la'em modes hama'alit. Im ha'ma'alit yichol la'seis masa kazeh, af al pisha dayar asa shalo kedin, shebis yosem yamotar. He's a bad guy. He went against what he should have done. But are you going to make him pay for that? Even if he did an isser, if he violated the Yathar Echav Kamocha, because he would have wanted the other people not to do that too. But b'cholzos, kiva she'enzu siba masapekas l'shvaras ha'ma'alit, so maybe it can be called ones, mitzido. Let's say he's an elevator expert, and he knows this shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't have happened. I know you told me not to do it, but you know what? I know elevators. I know this should have, we're all smarter to outsmart all the instructions that we get in all areas of life. So he knows. So he says, he's not a great tzaddik, but could you be mechayev him? So it's not so clear. He says, and also, he lives here. Would you say it's any different if a total stranger came and did it? Does he have more rights, the fact that he's a shutaf in the building? So he leaves that open. And in any case, that's an example. You see Omer L'Nezikin, right? You think this is just a Baba Kama issue. It's a life issue, right? It comes up. Are you Omed in that in that case. Okay, either way, the Gemara says Tashma. Let's try to prove whether there's Omer L'Nezikin or not. So we try to prove it from a Braisa that we had way back, or even we had part of this in the Mishnah. Tashma. Ma bor sheishbok de'elohav mesazorat tvachim. If a boar, as we know, which has the power to kill the animal, asar tvachim, tet tvachim deep, av kol sheishbok de'elohav mesazorat tvachim, so too all. It's unique de'elohav mesazorat tvachim, by all those different types of crevices and holes. Hayu pechusin me'asar tvachim, v'nafal l'tocho shorar chamar v'meis, putter. If it's less than tetvachim, as we learned, that the animal fell in pater, because that is not roi lahamis. Huzak bo chayif. But if it's less than tetvachim, it's still roi lahezek, even if it's not roi lamisa. So my love. So when the diuk of the brisa is huzak bo chayif, so how far down under 10? My love mimata lamala kachashiv. Isn't this going from down, up, 2, 3, 4, 5, that direction? V'achi kamar, mitefach vi'ad asara, misaleka nezikin ika, even 4, even 5, there's nezek, alma, l'nezikin kaldu. So you see, even very little would cause nezek, shma mina, in omdil l'nezikin. So doesn't that prove that it's not so, you don't have to make an estimation, anything less than 10? You don't have to be so exact. Says the Gemara, lo, maybe not, no raya, mimala lamata kachashiv, maybe it's going from up to down. Vihachi ka'amar, asara misa ika, pachus me asara, less than 10, purta, a little less than 10, nezikin isa misa leka. Only just less than 10, not all the way down. Just less than 10, ula olam emelacha yesh omel nezikin, really you would need an omid for nezek. V'chomidi umidi kihechi de mitzaka bei ba'inan. You would need an omed. Stiffer, there's no raya. Again, remember, whenever we have to knock out a raya, it doesn't mean that it has to be this, but as long as it could mean something else, so it is not a raya. Didn't work. So Tashma, let's try again. Hiko al eino visimo. Al azno v'chersho. Somebody hits somebody on the eye and blinds him. Rachman al Islan. Al Azo v'chersho. On the ear and makes him deaf. Eved yotiben l'cherus. And Eved goes free in that case. What's the chiddush? Even if you say that it's not the physical eye or ear or Eiver, but it's the usage. Right? V'simo v'chersho. Eved goes free in that case. Kineged eino v'eino roeh. Kineged Azo v'eino shomeh. What if it's not on the eye, but it's kineged the eye? What is kineged, the eye or the ear? Rashi says, you bang the wall right next to where the person's standing. And you like shock them. And that shock somehow, you know, affects their abilities. Shidu Gubetzas here quotes that, no, he's on one side of the wall and you knock on the other side of the wall. Either way, some indirect way of damaging. So then, ein eved yotzi ben lecheres. Then the eved does not go free in that case. My time of why? Lav mishum debin an umdina v'shma mina yish umdin l'nezikin. So this is a nezek, this is chavala, but it's not misa. So doesn't this prove that you need an umdina? Right, you have to see whether it is on the eye or connected the eye. Answer the Gemara, lo. Mishum da amrinan. No, the reason that you're putter here is not because there was an umdina, and it wasn't enough. Mishum da amrinan hu da avis nafshe. Because he had part of the damaging himself in this case. If he would have taken more precautions, then it wouldn't have been a damage to him. Kidetanya, as the Brisa says, and we have this back in the sixth paragraph, if you remember, the beginning of Hakones, relating to issues of Chiyav Lasi Sidei Shamayim. Kidetanya, Hamavis says, Chaveiro, Patu Midini Adam, Chayav Dini Shamayim. If somebody scares their friend, they're Patu Midini Adam, but the Chayav Dini Shamayim. Kate said, what's the case? Taka, Ba'azno V'chersho, Pater. If somebody is Tokeya, right, we had that yesterday. What does that mean? Blows or damages the ear directly. V'chersho pater. V'eit achzo v'tako ba'azno v'chersho chayev. Only if he did it directly, one would be, if he grabs the ear and damages, then one would be chayev. So you see, it's not because of umdina, it's because iu da'avas hanafshe. The Shizbu Kubetzes here quotes the Rama that says that this is only in a case where he actually did have something to do with it. Where he could have leaned over, he could have leaned away, and protected himself. But if he didn't have any choice that you can't fault him. You don't say Ilu Avis Anafshe. Right? Ilu Avis Anafshe is only where he had some way of protecting himself and not getting damaged. And just to review also, again, an important sugya that we discussed then, what exactly does it mean, Chiyav Las Yisidei Shamayim? So Pashtus is, when you damage someone, Patu Midine Adam V'chayav Midine Shamayim. What does that mean? So Pashtus is, Rashi Maseches Gittin, that says, means you'll get an Onesh Midei Shamayim unless you pay. I mean, there's no real Chiyav. Meaning, if you want to be Yotze, all your spiritual Chiyav, and fine. But there's no real chiyuv. That's what was against the Me'iri there. The Me'iri there in the sixth parak mentioned that kol shekasavnu alav kan shu chayev b'dinei shamayim pirshu chayev bo b'hishavon umikad kasvu gdolei hadoros. He quotes the Sefer Hashlama. Shekol hanomer alav chiyuv b'dinei shamayim pasuhu le'edus ad sheyashiv. Vadvarim nirin shemeachushu chayev lahashiv toras gzeila chala alav ad sheyashiv. Unbelievable chiddush. That's not the pashtus. That's what the Meiri says. It's a real chiyuv. But Rov Rishonim Rashi there pashtus is that it's not a real chiyuv. It's something less than a real chiyuv, and it's not similar to, let's say, what it's contrasted to, a chiyuv mamon in the context of kimle b'drab aminei. Let's say somebody is chayiv misan, chayiv mamon, right? He's machal Shabbos at the same moment that he tears the guy's shirt. So in that case, we know pater kim lebedra abimine. He doesn't pay the mamon. But let's say we say there, is there no chayiv at all? Let's say the case of Tanit Bechizkia, where it's shogigin, chayiv misan shogin. So you're still pater. So you're going to tell me that your pater chayiv lasi say shemayim? So many say there's a Rashi also that seems to say no. There you should pay. The chayiv is there. It's just that you're pater. You're putter, but if you want to pay, that's more than a chiyav lasi zei shamayim. Even if you want to say that a chiyav lasi zei shamayim usually is not a real chiyav like the Meiri says, but the kibble b'drabimine type of chiyav, you know, that would be something that is stronger and more real, and therefore one should not compare those two types of payments. Okay, tashma, let's try again. We're still in the sugya of umdina l'nezek. Is there an umdin lenezek? So tashma, let's try again. Chamisha dvarim umdin oso v'nosel miyad. Out of the five payments, nezek sar ripui v'sheves and moshes, some of them you give right away. Ripui v'sheves ad sheyisrape. Ripui, the doctor's bills and the sheves, right, out of work. Ad sheyisrape, here, we shouldn't say it means you project how much he should be out of work, and how much the doctor's bills should be, and you prepay. The mazik prepays. Ad sheyisrapay. Right? The Bach takes out the next line. We'll read it, but amdu v'hayim misnavna v'holech enosalo ela kamosha amdu. Right? If he gets worse than there was an umdana for, then the mazik is not responsible for that. Right? It's unusually he got worse. Amduhu v'hivri. What if he got better quicker? Right? Than the umdana? Nosalo kamosha amduhu. Right, you just give, even though he didn't need it, maybe he was in the hospital shorter, but still, you give what he was omit, because he had special mazel that he got out earlier. But what do you see from all of this? Shema mina, yesh omit l'nezikin. You see there's an omit, you figure out, based on, again, nezik here doesn't mean just nezik, it means chavala. Right, there's umdana for chavala. Interesting line in the Rambam says, all of these prepayments are, what would we have said? Letovas who? So some deyas say that it's l'tovas ha-nizak. He wants to get him money before he needs it. So he doesn't have to lay out the money and then try to get it back. It's always harder. The Rambam's lashon is that all of these payments are l'tovas ha-mazik. That's his lashon. In Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit. Ve'imachayven also litein dover yom biyomo. Ve'dover zet takanahu l'mazik. L'mazik, so he doesn't have to pay every single day, and maybe the guy might cheat him a little bit, but either way, Yish Omri L'Nezikin, says the Gemara. So answers the Gemara, is that a raya? Is the Gemara says no. L'meimad gavra kamali katser mihamaka kamalo mikatser lo kami boilon. Tavadi amdinan. The person you're for sure omed. What was our whole shayla? Ki kami boilon l'meimad cheftza I oven hainizka olo. The question was about what we have before, the murder instrument, the mazik instrument. That's what the question is, whether you have an umdana. The person for sure. After all, how do you determine all the payments? Of course you do an umdina for the payments of chavala, right? The only shaila is the mechanism, right? The maisa, whether you're omeid that. You don't say, oh, all umdina elements. No, of course the person. The question is, how deeply does Bezin have to analyze the mazik weapon, the murder weapon for sure? Because you're not going to write somebody to fashion the hakel also. You're right, v'silu ha'eda. But for the hezik, no, the every time you're omeid for the mazik, it might work out worse for the nizak. So, you know, maybe Nezik, get more flexibility. As long as you know you did the Maisa. Okay, so let's try again. Tashma. Shimon HaTimni Omre. So we go back to our original Braisa. Shimon HaTimni said, Ma egrof miyuchad shemaser lo edo le edim. Avko miyuchad shemaser lo edo le edim. Shvamina yishamon le mezikin shvamina. So we assume that case is not only by the murder, but it's also by the Nezek, and therefore that's the Raya. Period. Once we quoted the Braisa though earlier, let's discuss it for a moment. Amar Mar, Amdu of the Hivri notes the local Masha Abdu, Messiah Leila Rava, even if he got better quicker, the Mazik has to pay everything. So Messiah Leila Rava, Damar Rava, Haimad Amdu of the Kuliyoma, the Ispich Lapalva the Yoma, he was Umdina, that he, it should take him all day to get better, and he got better in half a day. The ka'avid avidita, and he's back to doing work. Yavina le the kuliyoma, you give in for the whole day. Min shemai hu drach mi alei. Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him out, just like it works the other way. If it got worse, but min shemai karach mi alei, and therefore the mazik has to pay in full. Let's get back to the other next line in the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Somebody spits on someone else, and it went on to their body. So they have to pay. It went onto their talit. It went onto their beged, as we're about to see. We mentioned no. Amar Papa lo shana elabo alvo bebig dolo, not for his beged. V'neve kibiyish bedvarim. Why not? Why isn't spitting on his beged any worse than, let's say, embarrassing him? Biyish bedvarim. Let it be just like that. That if he embarrassed him, doesn't he have to pay there? The Gemara says no. Embarrassing is an issa daraisa, but it's not a chiyav mamon. Biyasho bedvarim patur miklum. Right, again, that's terrible. Right, all the rishonim here go into that, but may ikar hadin, it is not a chiyav. Remember, the Rush says here. The Rush quotes here in Siman Tezvav. Right, what's one of the sources for busha? The case in Parshas Kisetse, where the woman grabs the man physically. Again, it doesn't mean that it's mutter. Remember the Tosfos in Masechta Sota Daf Yud. Should be a famous Tosfos, who said Tosfos asks, if Mal Bechaver Barabim is Yahari Val Yavar, right? We learned that from Tamar, you can't embarrass someone in public, so why isn't it one of the big three? So Tosfos basically doesn't say it shouldn't be one of the big three. Tosfos says, well, the big three are only ones that are learned out explicitly from Sukkim and Chumash. Right, that's the Tosfos' answer. V'nira haidelo chashav lebhadi gimel averis she'in odi b'fnei pikuach nefesh avodazor gila reis v'shvichas damim mishum da'avera halbanas panim enim b'fureshes b'torah elo nokat v'lo nokat elo averis b'fureshos. Doesn't reject the havamina, sounds like. Meaning it's halbanas panim, yarek vol yavar. It's very serious isser. So, but me'ikir hadin, it is not up to Dine Mammon is Chiev, though. But the Rush here quotes from Rav Shrira Gaon, and the Rush also, in a Chuvas HaRush, quotes that every Bezin in every generation could figure out if it is appropriate to make fine a person in cases where they embarrass somebody in public, and especially if they're habitually embarrassing. Says the Rush in Klal Mem Aleph, Ostes, Nagu b'chol makomos moshavos Yisrael lasos takana v'syag l'davar lahato chika b'fibali lashon v'liknos ha-mevayish ha-kol l'fi ho-inyan v'chein yasu bezin b'chol inyan l'fi ha-ro'i ha-kol l'fi ha-mevayish ha-mizbayish. Bezin has the power, even though Maker Adin, Bisho b'dvarim, but if Bezin feel that this guy is a danger to society, they want to create a gedder u'syag, so they have that power. The Rush says you put him in cherim. right, which is even worse than the monetary law. They're totally out, right? There are different ways that Beis Din can use, right? The tricky cases, the poskim talk about this, the Chashuk Echemini also has a piece about it, are cases where the Lashon Hara leads to a financial loss, right? So is that just considered Bisho Bidvarim, or and Gram Nezek, or Beis Din might be Mechayevim there. Good, that's what the Rosh says, Beis Din in every generation. Right, he talks about cases. Somebody said Lashon Hara about a doctor. Made up a total lie. And then it came out that he had made up the total lie. But the doctor already, you can't take back a shame. You can as much as you can. But you can't take back a shame. Or a teacher, any type of profession. Whatever profession one's in, right, that's a serious, serious issue when you have cases like Busha that lead to Dinim Amanis, but Me'ikra Adin, Bisha B'dvarim is Pater, but Beis Din has authority. Okay, I'll call a fikvoda v'chulus. The Mishnah continued and said, after going through, in the Tanakam Mishita, after going through all of these cases of what he has to pay, hakola fikvodo. So, what did that line add? Ibailu, Tanakam olakula kamar, olachumra kamar. Is that line adding on a kula or a chumra? Lakula ka'amar, di'ika ani delo boy lemishko kulehai. Is it lakula? Even though I've just said this, 100, 200, 400, but some people might need even less. Ol dima lachumra ka'amar, di'ika ashir de boy de mesav leitvei. Right, maybe an ashir you have to give even more of these objective amounts. So tashma, well you learn it from the next, you learn what the Tanakhama holds from how Rabbi Akiva sounds in the next line. Mitzakam Rabbi Akiva, afilu aniyim shevi Yisrael, roon osan kilu heim b'nei chorin sh'yadu m'nechseyim, shem b'nei avar misal v'yakov, shpamina Tanakhama, l'kula kamar shpamina. Rabbi Akiva is l'chumra. So that's why you know the Tanakhama is l'kula. The case of the man with the story, he embarrassed the woman, and then the woman embarrassed herself. And he said, just give me some time. And then he gave him time. And then he set her up. Umi avina zman, do we ever give time? Like, what the Gemara asks on that detail of the story. V'yam Rabbi Chanina, ein nosen zman l'chavalos. You don't give time. You make the person pay right away. So what was this? What was the whole idea that he gave him time to pay for embarrassment? Ki lo yavina leizman l'chavala dechastri mamone. You don't give time for chavalos if it was really chisaron mamon. Avo leboshes delo chastri mamone avinan. For the Boshes case, maybe you would give time. Okay. Shamra Shomez al Pesach Hatzera, Vachulu. Remember, he set her up. He stood there. Vatanya, but one second. We have a Brisa that has another version of the conversation between Rabbi Akiva and this man. Vatanya, Amr Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, after the man set her up and said, look, she embarrassed herself. Salalta b'mayim adirim v'ha'alisa cheres b'yadcha. You went in the depths of the waters, and you only got charis, meaning you look for pearls on the bottom of the ocean, but sometimes you only come up with shells. Right? Ela charis biyotcha. Adar mashar lach lo ba'atzmo. What Rabbi Akiva responded to the man was that a person can wound themselves, just like a person can embarrass themselves. That's against our version of the Mishnah. What did our version of the Mishnah say? Rabbi Akiva says, even though a person is not allowed to embarrass themselves, they're putter. But still, you're going to be chayif. But what does this other brisa mean that says a person can embarrass himself? Or chovel themselves. Is a person allowed to? Amarava lokasha, kamba chavala, kamba boshes. A person is not allowed to physically wound themselves. But as a person is allowed to embarrass themselves. Says the Gemara, really? But our Mishnah, v'amasisa b'boshesu, our Mishnah is talking about boshes, v'ktani, hachovel ba'atzvav, v'sheina rashoi, pater. The Mishnah is about boshes. You're not allowed to. A person has tselem elokim, he has to not embarrass themselves. So Gemara says, no, our Mishnah should be read as follows. Hachi ka'amar lei. Lo mi boi boshes, dadar mashar levayishes atzmo. Not only boshes, that a person can embarrass themselves. Ela afilu chavala de'ena dar mashar lachbo ba'atzmo. Achem shchavlu bo chayavin. You got to read it into the Mishnah. Yes, boshes. No, chavala. Again, chavala, why? Because, as we know, it's Pen Yosef even applies to oneself on the halachic level. Says the Gemara, is this really true? Ve'en adam rasha lachavol ba'atzmo? A person can't? Right, there's even, the Gemara doesn't talk about it here, but there's even the sugya, if you remember we had this in Tosfos a number of times, if somebody says to someone else, yeah, punch me and you'll be pater. Steal from me, rip my clothing, there's a difference in halacha between rip my clothing and you'll be pater versus punch me and you'll be pater. A person can't even let someone else. But what about himself? So the Gemara says, is a person not allowed to? Batanya, but didn't we learn in Shavuos? Yachol nishma lahara ba'atzmo. V'lo ha'ira yeipater. You might think, if somebody makes a shvua, that they have to hurt themselves. Lahara la'atzmo. V'lo ha'ira, they didn't. Yehi pater. You might think that a person is pater because he wasn't allowed to take the shvua in the first place. Tamalomar lahara olaitiv. No, we have a drasha. Mahatava rishus hara rishus. Shvuas only applied to where you had a choice to benefit yourself or to hurt yourself. Avi nishba lahara ba'atzmo v'lo ha'ira. I will also bring it, include, in cases where you swore to damage yourself. So don't you see from there that it is a rishus, it's not asur, to hurt oneself. Says the Gemara, no, that's not talking about wounding oneself. Amar Shmuel, Be'eshet Betinus. That's all about fasting. Person's allowed to fast. Not fast till they die, but person's allowed to fast. Be'eshet Betinus, that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, okay, but then the parallel would be, what about saying it about others? Dichvasa gavi haras acherim, lahashivam betainis acherim, mi mosiv lu betainisa. The Brisa says that only you can't do it to yourself, but you can do it to others. Could you cause other people to fast? What's the mitzias? Answer in. Tamahadik lu ba'andrunya. Yeah, you lock somebody up in a room. Yeah, so you could have a case where you're causing somebody to fast. Sedegar, 1 minute, Vatanya. No, but the Brisa says it's literal, not about fasting, it's a literal wounding. Ezeo haras acherim, akeploni ve'efsetz mocho. I'm gonna smash his head in. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Ela tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. Ti'ikalam adamar, ein adam rashalach bo ba'atzmo. Ti'ikalam adamar, adam rashalach bo ba'atzmo. It's really a machlokes tanoim. And we paskin, ein adam rashalach bo ba'atzmo. And that's the Rambam I mentioned quickly yesterday in Sanhedrin. If you never saw it, you gotta see that Radvaz. Perek Yud Ches Halach Avav, where the Radvaz explains why a person can't come to Bezdin and say, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me. I ate treif with me. Because a person's body is not their own. And therefore, says the Radvaz, that it's not allowed to kill you. So that is, again, that's a huge topic. Voluntary surgeries. I mean, chavala ba'atzmo is a big sugya. Let's just try to finish this section. Mantana the shamus lay damar ain other rasha lachbo ba'atzmo. So who is the tana that says a person is not allowed to wound themselves? Ilay ma'haytana who the tana is it? The following brisa: v'aches dimchem nafsho seichem et rosh. Rabbi Elazar Hashem says, I will seek out your blood. Rabbi Elazar Omer miyan nafsho seichem et rosh es dimchem. Even from your own nefesh, I will seek out your blood, says the Gemara v'domok talashani. That's talking about suicide. That's not talking about self-wounding. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that suicide is aser. We paskin, the Rambam says, if somebody commits suicide, they're chai misa. Right, how does exactly that work? Right, it's a chiyuv misa. Let's say they're a mazik mamon at the same time, says the Minchas Chinuch. Same time that they kill themselves, Rachman al Islan. So their yarshim have to pay, is there a chiyuv, is there a kimlei, but they're chai misa then. But that's a source for suicide. That's not a source for schavala. Ela haitanahu, the following brisa, the tanya, mekaran ala meis velo midarki ha'amori. A person is allowed to tear their clothing on a mace, right? Because of adava, and now it's even a chiyuv. And that's not considered a non-Jewish practice. Amar Rabbi Elazar, shamati shamakari ala meis yosem midai, loke mishum bal tashchis. V'kol shekei gufo. But too much is too far. It's bal tashchis. Ripping up clothing and stopping. And if bal tashchis, it applies to clothing, if it sure applies to your body. So that's chavala. It's a source for chavala. The isra bal tashchis. A big topic that we discussed in the past. Says the Gemara, no, maybe there's no kal v'chomer. V'dilma begadim shiny, d'psid lo hadarhu. Maybe begadim are different. Begadim might be irreparable. A body grows back. Kiyad Rabbi Yochanan, Karlamani Mechabdosa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing those who give him covet. For Rav Chizda Kavei, like we learned in Hilchot Mesechah Shabbos. For Rav Chizda Kavei Maski Beni Hismi Vihigi. When Rav Chizda used to walk amongst the thorns and the bushes, Mazil Hulamani used to lift up his clothing and just get his feet off or bloody. Amar Zem Mal Aruka Zeinu Mal Aruka. My feet could get better, but not the clothing. So Ella, third day, what's the source for Chavala? Nazir, Ella Haitanahu Titania, Am Rebbe Lazar, Akapar Barebi, Matam Alam Rebbe Chibra Lameshachad Ella Nefesh, why does a Nazir have to bring a carbon chatos? Vechibi Eze Nefesh Chatazu, The Nazir didn't have wine, and that's why he had to bring a chatas, according to this shita. If a Nazir just withholds pleasure, he's called a sinner. If he pains himself from other things, surely, and surely if he wounds himself, right? That's the final source. Three tries. The third try, what's the source for the Isra of Chavala? Which Tana is the Isra of Chavala? The Isra of Chavala, that's what we hold, the Isra of the being a Nazir. And we know that's a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether a Nazir is a good thing, not a good thing, whether he's a Tzaddik, whether he's a Chote, right? That's a Machlokas we discussed in the past. Anyway, there's a lot more here. We'll stop here. Maybe we'll start with Baltashkas Vez Hashem tomorrow, and then we'll get into other issues on the Sadi base. Okay, we'll stop here.